Cape Talk
from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning at this time to give you the wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. Good morning, Soku.
Good morning, Abungile and listeners.
So let's talk about this Nigerian woman connecting patients with the correct medicine. It sounds like a movie, like a title to a book. Okay, I'll work on it. Talk to me.
Well, you know, first of all, we need to identify what the problem is. So Nakwa came to Nigeria basically in 2016. She is from America, but of Nigerian descent. And as the wave came about for many Americans who wanted to reconnect with their roots, she was one of that group. So she came to Nigeria and basically wanted to start her life there. And what she found was a gentleman who had helped her just to move in and settle into Nigeria fell sick. He contracted malaria and he died from malaria. And it was not because from the fact, you know, that he had contracted malaria, but it was he died because he was using counterfeit or fake medication. And I think he didn't know that what he was consuming was fake. And this is what prompted her to then start a business or basically, you know, start connecting patients with the correct medication. Many people, you know, with fake counterfeit goods, which have flooded the market in Nigeria, are basically finding that they're getting the wrong type of medication. So they weaken drugs, they're generic drugs and not treating what they're supposed to be treating. And what she started was a company in 2017 called MedSafe. What this does, it basically is an app that you can download onto your phone, and it shows you where the correct doctors are, where the correct pharmacies are, who the correct pharmacists are, and in terms of what condition you've been diagnosed with, tells you the type of drugs that you're supposed to be consuming and what to basically look out for when purchasing medication. And I think it's creating a revolution because there's a lot of deaths that have been happening in Nigeria due to the fact that people were getting prescribed the wrong medication or expired or counterfeit drugs. And I think it is a problem that goes on in the continent whereby even the World Health Organization has complained that sometimes, you know, these drug companies basically bring fake or counterfeit or expired medication when it comes to treating different illnesses, whether it be chronic diseases or even, you know, just the regular headache. So what she has done is actually revolutionized how the health sector will operate in Nigeria, and hoping that, you know, it's something that will be uptaken and rolled out across the continent as well. I think we've seen as well in South Africa what, you know, with this whole advent of what is expired, how do you tell that this is fake, that this is not good for you? And I think when you have access to information or access to people who can basically warn you in advance, then you can prevent many diseases, you know, many conditions and many, you know, this whole panic that happens when we find out that things are counterfeit or expired.
Okay, initiative. Once again, I will say initiative is everything. Someone has to get up and do it. And then from there, it just starts snowballing, snowballing, snowballing. But I'm just happy that we're getting the individuals that are putting up their hands on Soku. Nonetheless, Soku, once again, thank you so much for the wonderful news. Looking forward to having another wonderful story again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
You are my star. Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.